the Grease Man here. Yes, I believe I lived in the old world. Do you believe in reincarnation or do you think I'm a madman? When I say that I believe I lived as the Wild West first Yiddish lawman. My name was Irving Grease Manowitz. And I wore a 10-gallon yarmulke. My high would glint in the sun as I rode a horse that wouldn't canter or gallop. A slap. In my holsters, I had two big jars of gefilte fish. And everywhere I rode, a goyim would line the streets and sing respectfully. Right, Irving. Well, it was Halloween. I found out when they came to me. They said, Irving, a Halloween party tonight. Starts at 6. I said, what? You got a party on the Shabbos? They said, what? I said, never mind. So I showed up at the party against my better judgment. And they had entertainment. There were people singing, oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. And hang your head over the valley so low. They said, Irving, you sing one for us. I said, okay, if I were a rich man, every day I'd... If I were a itty-bitty-bitty... But they all, they got distracted. Nobody paid any attention. They said, come, Irving, the Halloween party's getting exciting. We're playing games now. Pin the tail on the donkey. Bobbing for apples. I said, what about Mahjong? Is anybody playing Mahjong? For crying out loud. But they just stared at me with those incomprehending goyim gazes. They said, quick, everybody home, put on your costume. The trick-or-treaters are coming. So sure enough, I went running home. And me and my wife, Sophie, prepared our trick-or-treats. The little boys and girls would come to the door. I'd say, hey, welcome. They'd say, trick-or-treat. They'd open their little bags. I'd put some chicken liver in there, some stuffed derma. I had gefilte fish. They'd walk away with their bag sopping. One little kid's bag opened on the street. Everything fell out. He said, don't you have anything not so wet? I put a couple of macaroons in there, a slice of halva. I said, hey, a blessing on your head. But then the real party started at 9 o'clock, and I sat on the edge of the bed. I said, Sophie, I don't know from these goyim holidays. I gotta come up. I gotta go. It's some kind of special outfit. Suddenly, my eyes lit up. I said, Sophie, are you gonna give me some gobbledygee tonight? She said, Father Irving, I never give you any gobbledygee. I said, that's it. I'll go as the headless horseman.